I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance. James Madison, George Washington, and Benjamin Franklin were three very different men. James Madison was young, ambitious, and deeply thoughtful. Unprepossessing in appearance, he was the one most deeply troubled by the poor fiscal and political health of the new American nation. George Washington in 1787 was in advanced middle age and increasingly in poor health. The rigors attendant to the struggle against Britain and the years spent away from the comforts of home had taken their toll. Nevertheless, his commanding 6-foot-2-inch presence was prepossessing. Benjamin Franklin at 81 was in the twilight of a life richly lived. Prior to returning to Philadelphia in 1785, Franklin had thoroughly enjoyed the chateaus, aristocrats, and literati of Paris in his 9 years spent serving as United States Minister to France. It was Madison's youth and intellectual heft that animated the effort to fix the unworkable Articles of Confederation. It was Washington's prestige that lent the effort the gravitas it needed to be taken seriously. And it was Franklin's years in the world of diplomacy that would keep the convention from devolving into acrimony and self-interested dispute. Three very different men, each indispensable in the creation of a new form of government. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark and Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.